One of the least utilized aspects of effectively leading up is having a dry run with a trusted team member. Now, I tell you the truth, of all of the 10 factors in the lead up material, rehearse, dry run, practice is the most important. Nothing can quite replace the value of attempting to pitch your idea before you have to pitch your idea. Now, hear me out on this one. It still amazes me how unprepared I find myself as I seek to present my ideas for the first time to someone. This feeling of unpreparedness can be with a trusted team member, or it can be in front of my boss. It's within our power to choose. You see, my ideas may seem crystal clear in my mind. However, pushing my ideas into cogent words is another level altogether. The times that I have presented to a trusted team member prior to my official time of leading up with my boss, they've been quite revealing. Many times, as I present, so much comes to light during that first time that I present. As I present, I automatically see holes in my logic. I see the order of my presentation needing a little attention. I observe the body language of my trusted team member, and this shows me where my communication is likely failing. You see, practice makes perfect. During and especially after my dry run, my trusted teammate ends up poking holes in my reasoning, my logic, and my style of presenting this. Sure, this is uncomfortable, but this kind of hurting is actually helpful. The book of Proverbs 27, 5, and 6 reads like this. Better is an open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. I want the honest, raw, and real-time feedback of a trusted friend. Nothing can replace the treasure of a trial run. This rehearsal reveals so much to me as the presenter. I have found, like, as I've practiced my pitch alone in my office, reciting and refining my personal proposal to the open air. I've done that many times. You see, the process of practicing, it takes time. Typically during my first and even second dry run or rehearsal, I find myself bumbling and fumbling quite a bit. This is normal, and honestly, it's part of this powerful process. Let's get the bugs worked out. Let's be committed to practicing and ironing out the wrinkles. As previously stated, my concepts and ideas seem crystal clear as they're rattling around in my brain, and yet the short distance from my brain to my mouth, I'm telling you, much is lost in translation. Synthesizing my intellectual information into transferable sets of logic and ordered words, it takes time, but it makes all the difference. I must, like, make my mental images into a collection of communicable concepts to my boss to consider. The brilliant theologian and scientist Blaise Pascal constructed a handwritten letter to one of his friends. And this one-page letter, it's in the National Arch Science Archives, and it says this. This one-page letter has an interesting P.S. after the signature. It says, P.S. If I had more time, I would have written less. You see, being able to be concise takes time. You will not have 60 to 75 minutes to pester your busy leader with all your incoherent ramblings. A wise leader boils it down and learns to say the same thing with far fewer words. And yet, this is another value of this rehearsal, this dry run, and this practice pitch. Bottom line, stop winging it and start practicing it.